affiliate program is a program where basically you get credit for referrals. So like if I were doing, let's say TradingView was doing a launch, like a webinar, and they're like, hey, Akil, we know that you have a big following. We have an affiliate program where everyone you convert to TradingView or everyone you refer to TradingView, you get paid a penny. So if 100 people go to TradingView off my referral, I get a dollar, something like that. Yeah. Affiliate marketing, it's a big thing. It is a really big thing. It gets sleazy though, really quickly. Because as you can imagine, people act within their self-interest and you start promoting like everything in the world. Whereas like I get about 3 emails a day on affiliate marketing where it's like some guy from like China where it's like, hey, I've got this broker called sleazychinesebroker.com. Would you like to be an affiliate? No. So that's, you know, but it's there's nothing wrong with it. I can tell you a really like Amazon has a good one. Rumor is this is how the Tai Lopez guy made his money. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tai Lopez, What's in My Garage, these two Lamborghinis, but those aren't important. It's this bookshelf of books that I haven't actually read, but I'm pretending that I've read them, right? Because I read a book a day. No, you don't. You liar. But like, so a good example is Amazon. So a lot of people will do like reviews on, you guys have seen reviews on YouTube for stuff, right? Where it's like, you know, that's where I go for a review. So if I'm looking for anything, it's like, hey, new microphone, let me search a review. And it's like top 10 microphones for trading coaches, something like that. And if you notice a lot of those reviews, they'll give you the top 10. And what do they always say is in the link? Hey, you can find this microphone on Amazon. There's a link below, right? There's a link of all the microphones and all the things. That's their affiliate link. So everyone that watches that YouTube video, everyone that goes to Amazon and buys the product from that link, they get money from it, right? So rumor is that's how Tai Lopez got his money. Because I was always curious about it because I didn't know what he actually did. Like I know there was a story like he went from homeless to I'm seeing his face everywhere, but I never actually know what he does. And I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is, it's a brilliant scheme, right? So he reads a book a day, right? He doesn't actually read a book. I think he reads like a little bit at the beginning, a little bit at the middle, a little bit at the end. And he reads a book a day and gives a review on it, right? And then after he gives the review on it, what do you think is in the bottom of the YouTube page? A link to go buy the book. Now you can imagine like, so if someone like me comes in, right? Little old Akil Stokes, who's very, very unknown aside from like this little corner of the trading world, right? If I come to you guys, right? And I say, hey guys, I just read this awesome book on trading called Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. In my opinion, it is a must read, right? Many of you guys are gonna go out and look for the book, right? Now imagine someone do, and let's say I get like a dollar, I don't know what Amazon gives, but let's say I get a dollar per book, right? And if 20 of you guys go out and buy the book today, I get 20 bucks. Now imagine doing this with a much larger fan base. Instead of 20 people, maybe you get 2,000 people or 200 people buying the book, and you're doing this every day. You see how it turns into a good little business there? Not a bad business, right? Not a bad business. Now, again, it's good if you're legit. Like, I don't think there's anything. I have no problem with someone recommending books. I my problem is when people like sell people on like scams. Like, that's the issue. I have no problem with people recommending books and all that fun stuff. I think that's fine. But yeah, you could do a review on anything. But that's an affiliate program. Influencer marketing is kind of like a new term for it. Kind of same deal here. Right, where hey, promote this product and blah blah blah. I actually think the Amazon one is pretty good. I'm not sure if Greystone had one. I think Greystone had some. I think he may have a few. But yeah, that's affiliate marketing or affiliate marketing. So affiliate program is anyone out there, any business that has a program where it's like if you make recommendations, they give you credit. So we do have one, Drew. Just email Darren if you're interested in it. that's another way to grow your trading business, guys. You know, as you as you're growing your business, and you know, you can do advertisements if you want to be an affiliate, whether it's with us or someone else or a broker, you can do that as well. I spoke to the trader the other day about just you got to be careful with brokers because you don't want to ruin your reputation. So if you, the worst thing you do is if you're an affiliate and you recommend someone or a group of people to a bad broker and they scam people, you're going to be linked with them. I don't want to say forever, but you're going to be very closely linked to them. You're going to lose all credibility. You lose all credibility, it's going to be very hard for you to do kind of anything again. That's the downside. So you want to be just like advertisements for podcasts, whatnot. You just want to be careful with what you represent. Right? Because you're whether you knew or not or whatnot, you're going to be affiliated with it. That's one of the reasons I don't promote brokers. Right? There was an incident in the past where a broker I was using, and I wasn't promoting him, but I would openly say, hey, this is who I use. And a lot of people would follow me because, hey, if Akil's using them, it must be good. And they ended up stealing money from everyone. And although, look, I had all my money stolen from me as well. My hard-earned trading profits were gone overnight. The account was gone overnight. And although I had nothing to do with it, I wasn't an affiliate or anything. You can imagine the amount of angry emails I got. Hey, Akil, I just signed up with that broker that you said you use. And now I heard in the news that they stole money. I lost all my money. We're going to sue you. I'm like, well, sue me for what? Well, you recommended that I use this broker. No, I didn't. But when you're in a position of influence, guess what? A lot of things are looked at as a recommendation, even if they aren't actual recommendations. And how things work in these days, you can sue for anything and anyone can try to make a case for anything. So that's one of the reasons I stay away from the broker stuff. Someone asked me the other day, can you do a video like Jason Greystone did on brokers for the US? No, I'm not touching any of that stuff. Not worth it. It's not worth it. Not worth it.